Yeah, Clyde, give up 54 points, 622 yards. What happened?
Oh, well, LSU, they're a great team. They had a great offense. We just went wrapping up. Darius Geis, he's a big, strong, physical back, and he was finding seams and getting some big ones on us.
In the back.
Claude, going into this game, if we just said you guys were going to score 39 points, would you have thought you'd have won this game?
We could have get a couple stops. You know, like I said, they were clicking on all fours on offense, and all we needed was a couple stops. But, you know, unfortunately, it didn't go in our favor.
Daryl.
So what now? I mean, I know you got a long break before the bowl game, but, I mean, what do you guys think you need to do to try to fix that? Because, you know, Geis was the guy, and everybody kind of knew that he was getting the ball.
Just go in and focus on the next one. Go in and correct our mistakes in film and then put that one behind us and start to focus on the bowl game.
Over here on the right, Ben. Here, Ben, microphone.
Claude, what's been the deal with you all this month? I mean, what's it been like for y'all, and why do you think things have went the way they have?
What was that?
I guess, why do you think things have went the way they have this month in November for y'all?
It's just things weren't going in our favor. I mean, like I said, we can't really control what happened. We just have to put it behind us and start to focus on the next game.
In the back, Daryl.
Claude, can you kind of describe what it was like to walk off the field for the last time and you guys not pick up the win like I know that everybody on this in this program wanted to?
It kind of didn't seem real. You know, it just all came fast. And, you know, you don't want to go out with a loss as a senior on senior night. But, I mean, like I said, just got to put it behind us and start to focus on the next one.
Over here on the right, Ben.
I mean, Claude, if you could put your finger on anything, I mean, what's been – could you sense any difference ever since that Mississippi State loss and, you know, in things and in the way things have gone around the program or the locker room?
Not really. I mean, it's not anything that we're lingering on. Like I said, that Mississippi State game, it was behind us. We wasn't worried about it. We was just focused on this game, and it just didn't go in our favor.
In the back, Daryl.
Was Geis as good as you thought he would be, or was he better?
I mean, he was a little better. You know, he's a great back. You know, we did our homework on him. We had a game plan. He's big, strong, physical. You know, you'll see him playing on Sundays, but he definitely had a good game.